This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed on Friday charges former U.S. President Donald Trump with serious crimes. VOA Steve Herman tells us Trump faces, among other charges, 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents, including those related to nuclear weapons and military attack plans.
Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Special Counsel Jack Smith says the indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in Florida.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical for the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Smith made it clear Trump's status as a former president and a current candidate for the presidency does not give him any special privilege.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
This is the first time in American history a former president is facing federal criminal charges. If convicted on any of the Espionage Act charges, Trump, who is 76, could face the remainder of his life in prison. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
During a news conference, Special Counsel Jack Smith, whose office is prosecuting the case, says the men and women of the U.S. intelligence community and armed forces dedicate their lives to protecting the nation and its people.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical for the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. Violations of those laws put our country at risk.
The indictment alleges Trump on two occasions showed classified documents to people who did not have security clearances. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainian troops have started their long-expected counteroffensive. His comment Friday that Kyiv's forces suffered significant losses came just hours after a string of drone attacks inside Russian territory. The White House announced Friday that Iran is providing Russia with materials to build a drone manufacturing plant east of Moscow as the Kremlin looks to lock in a steady supply of weaponry for its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The National Security Council's spokesman, John Kirby, said U.S. intelligence officials believe a plant in Russia's Alabuga Special Economic Zone could be operational early next year. A thick haze covers cities in the northeastern U.S. smoke from wildfires in Canada. VOA's Carolyn Presutti explains what's different and describes the strange look of the New York skyline.
By the week's end, New York City's air ranked as the worst in the world. Records were also set in other major metro areas, including Washington. Smoke from the wildfires, more than 400 of them, is causing a concentration of dangerous particles in the air, something Americans are not used to, at least not on the East Coast.
I've lived in New York now 35 years, and I've never known anything like this.
The United States is sending firefighters to assist Canada, and the air is expected to improve over the weekend. But for now...
Well, it looks like apocalyptic.
Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Washington.
The key suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway in Aruba in 2005 has pleaded not guilty to extortion charges in a courtroom in Alabama. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
With Natalie Holloway's family watching, Yaron Vandersloot was led into a Birmingham courtroom wearing jeans, a T-shirt, and shackles. Family spokesman George Seymour.
It's just surreal, to have 18 years to the day, almost.
Vandersloot pleaded not guilty to charges. He tried to extort money from the missing teen's mother in exchange for revealing the location of Natalie's remains. She was last seen in 2005, leaving a bar with Vandersloot on a class trip to the island of Aruba. He was extradited to Alabama from Peru, where he's serving a 28-year sentence for killing a woman there in 2010.
Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson shocked Britain on Friday by quitting as a lawmaker after being told he will be sanctioned from his leading parliament. He departed with ferocious tirade at his political opponents and at his successor, Rishi Sunak, that could blast open tensions within the governing Conservative Party. I'm Tommy McNeil.